The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue.
There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
Nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Shut fire, off the ground!
We consider this an act of terrorism.
Nobody should be fooled!
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Political talk about a dying nation.
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. I'm Chris, and I am joined tonight by Mr. Kevin Malone. How you
good
doing,
evening,
big
Mr.
guy?
Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea. And for those people in Canada, that means, how's it going, eh?
Yeah.
How's it going, guy? What's up?
How's it going, man? What's that all about?
Not a whole lot. I was just sitting around reading a book. About some back bay. It's called,
man, I'm really
Confessions
craving,
of a Hoser.
Poutine, man.
Well, you can crave that. That's one thing where I got to look at the Canadian people and go, like, I dig you guys. You're pretty cool. You got it going on. But this poutine thing, we need to talk.
You're not a fan of, like, fries with cheese and gravy on it?
I'm a fan of fries and cheese with chili on it, but I this dude don't do gravy. I grew up on Okie food, man. You know, I got extreme Southern roots, so I don't eat that stuff no more. I don't do, you know, black-eyed pea eyeballs and hog jowls. I don't do that shit no more. I'm done with
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, oh, man.
I'm a modern... upright like walking beast now. I do cheeseburgers.
Dude, I can remember as a kid, like, we grew up we didn't have a lot of money, but we lived in North Carolina, and that was a big thing, man, was when you brought it up, it like gave me a flashback. But I remember black eyed pea sandwiches for dinner, man, and it was good. I liked it. It was
I didn't
good.
Have that, but we ate a lot of fried chicken when I was a kid because chicken was cheap in those days. So
right.
I still eat chicken, but I just don't do fried chicken very often. And, we had beans and biscuits and cornbread and stuff, which some of it I still like. It's just, other parts of it just, I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm a food fanatic, man. I love trying different stuff. I love Southern food. I love Cajun food. A big fan of Cajun food.
I like all kinds of stuff. My problem is I have gourmet taste on a generic beer budget.
Yeah,
that's what hurts. You know, I watch like Bizarre Foods and No Reservations and all these stuff on the Food Network, and I go, yeah, I could eat three or four of them, sure.
$200
a piece, I guess I can't. You know,
right?
Maybe for $10, somebody let me sniff theirs. You know.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. There's this restaurant that opened up in this city nearby that it's been open up for a few years now, but we kind of. We learned about it here recently, and it's like $80 a plate, and it's one of those places where you get like one or two carrots, and it's all more about the display than the food. And I'm like, dude, get somebody, I'll go home and throw chocolate across the plate and hang it on the wall for $5 if you want to, you know, charge, you know, buy it for $80, but I'm not going to go into a restaurant and have somebody throw stuff across my plate and say that $80, please. No, hell with that, dude.
I can go to Vegas and like $50, I can go to the seafood buffet at the Bellagio. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
I heard
I don't need
tonight.
Emeril Lagasse to come out and, you know, decorate my plate for me. I don't need that.
You know? Yeah. Just with a
for the snow crab, you know, or something, you know. Yeah. I mean, but I mean, I see, you know, that's America, dude, in a nutshell. I mean, you know, sounds like you kind of grew up in a similar situation I did, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
very poor, Charlie
we
Park.
Just didn't have much when I was a kid.
I was Charlie
yeah,
Park kid.
You know.
I'm proud of it. You know,
I'll be ashamed of my roots.
Oh, no, I know my roots because you know what? Those roots are what made us the men we are today. We can look diversity in the face and say, stick it up your ass, bring it on. You know, we're not going to cower down and say, let's protest about it. You know, no, we're going to fight.
Now, how much you want to bet that all of these, I don't like calling them protester. I like calling them useless, mooching, freeloading, slacker trash that are, you know, anybody that's doing peaceable protesting against Trump, hey, my hat's off to you, more power to you, I support you. You know, if that's
airbags.
What you want to do.
That's what
but,
I call
But these people that are, yeah, these people are just causing chaos and attacking people and setting fires. You know, if they had grown up like you and I did, and many other Americans of our generation did, you know, I don't think they'd be so quick to do the dumb shit they're doing.
No.
You know?
Because that's why people like you and I aren't doing stuff. And Mike, you know, which I want to give a shout out to Mike. Hope you're feeling better. Mike's feeling a bit under the weather and hope he has a
That's
a
big
really,
lie. He has to
really
tell the truth,
recovery.
Chris. He's not sick. He's not sick. He's got tickets to the Nickelback Tony Orlando show that's going on. Just
I was
kidding,
gonna, I was,
dude. Get better.
I was going to say, I didn't know. Maybe he was going to go to like a Democratic town hall over there with all his demo buddies, you know?
Well, you know, I hear it's going to be a gnarly show, man, because Nickelback's going to be playing extra heavy and hard. They're going to turn their amps up to 3. And Tony Orlando's going to do like a Nickelback version of Tie a Yellow Ribbon. You know, it should be just patriotic as hell. Maybe Lee Greenwood will show up. You don't know.
Maybe so. And then maybe Christina Aguilera will show up and sing the anthem and mess it up. And then the whole thing will be a bust. No.
Dude, did you hear Metallica's talking about doing another collaboration with Lady Gaga?
Oh, my.
I mean, really.
I hope it's before I see them. My wife surprised me didn't surprise me. She got me tickets to see the Metallica tour this year with Avenged Sevenfold and Volbeat. And I'm very excited about that because I like experiencing different music. Yeah.
Did you say Moby?
No. Volbeat.
Oh. Okay. Volbeat. Okay. I was going to say, wow, Moby. That's an interesting lineup.
I believe they're from, I want to say, like Finland or something of that nature. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I think they're Finnish or they're Icelanders, one of the two. I've heard Volbeat.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
I like their music.
Okay.
It's good rocking, you know. But I always had Metallica as one of those bucket list type bands, so I was pretty stoked about that, but I was like, oh my god, I hope it's not like one of those where she comes soaring in on cables like the Super Bowl and lands on the stage and like I'll be like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't want to see a wardrobe malfunction on Lady Gaga. That could be, you know, you might have to go gouge your eyes out after that.
Well, I will admit though, her halftime show was, I thought, phenomenal. I thought she did an outstanding job. High energy.
Well,
for
what it was, yeah. You know.
But, I mean, compared to the ones we've seen in the past, this one really blew them out of the water. But if I'm going to see a Metallica show, I want a Metallica show. I don't want, like, stripped-down acoustic. I want Master of Puppets, Justice for All, Sanitarium. I want Metallica. I don't want, like, some mainstream, we're trying to sell an album kind of gig. I want you guys to play some stuff that brings the fans out, because if you don't, it'll be my first and last time seeing them.
If that's what you want, then what you want is a time machine so you can go back when Cliff was still alive. Then you'll get a Metallica show, dude.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like
they were good for a while.
Like, imagine being able to see those two together live. Oh my god, people that got
every time I saw Sabbath, every time I saw Sabbath, man, was in the 70s and it was with Ozzy. Only way to see Sabbath.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But hey, that's what comes from growing up in the 70s, brother.
But you know what's cool? My 19-year-old son went to see Black Sabbath with a buddy of his this past summer when they did the tour because he wanted to go see him. I'm like, wow, 19, wanted to go see Sabbath. That's cool, you know?
Yeah.
I guess all those years of playing that real rock and roll paid off, you know?
Well, you know, not all these millennials are blithering idiots, although it does seem that way at times. You know, I mean, there's still, you know, kids out there that are just getting into junior high that are grooving on Hendrix and getting into Zappa and, you know, all the good music, you know.
That's what my son listens to, all the Pink Floyd's, Jimi Hendrix.
So there's hope.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no, it's just when we watch TV,
he's a self-taught musician, he's uh-huh. really, really good. And I think what it is he has a respect for the music. You know, not a lot of kids really think about it. They like the lyrics to sing along to, or they just like to bang their head to the music. Not a lot of people really appreciate the music for what it truly is. And he really looks at it deeper. You know, he looks at the notes, he looks at the words, he looks at the meaning behind it. And I think that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what we have to do as people for everything in life, you know, with people in general. You know, don't judge people by the exterior, but get to know them first, you know, and that's just the problem with us today. We're so quick to judge and so quick to make assumptions about things. Just like this deportation thing, you know.
Then we kill them.
This is why the deport or not the deport episode, man. It's, you know, the part of it I do agree with, Kevin, is the criminal aspect of it. I don't like the fact
that
if there's illegal immigrants who are criminals serving time here or whatnot, I don't want the taxpayers to keep paying. I don't want to keep paying for them to be here. If all they're going to do is come here to commit crime, get them the hell out of here. I agree with that. The less criminals, the better. We have enough to worry about that are citizens. We don't need others coming in and starting stuff.
But it shows you how unhinged the far left is. You know, these sanctuary citizens stuff, that just because it's what supposedly Trump wants or what the Republicans want, they don't care. I mean, they've released rapists, child molesters, and set them free on the streets again just so they don't have to hand them over to ICE. You know, and they're saying Trump's insane.
Well, here's the thing, his sanity. Here's the thing that I get. People on the far left side are the ones that are supporting, like, this girl who was on the news last night. I was flipping between news things and just watching all the outtake and, you know, the outcry of ridiculousness.
Right.
And this girl was on there talking, and she was of Latino descent, and it said undocumented alien, and it gave her name. Now, I'm not going to give her name, but – and I said – or undocumented immigrant. And I'm like, so in other words, she's an illegal immigrant. And these are the people that are screaming for help, but I'm like, wait a minute. You're admitting you're an illegal immigrant, but not in that conversation did she once mention anything about – doing her part to become a citizen. So it's like, if you're going to cry about it, about the Donald Trump is messing up you and your family because you're illegal immigrants in this country, but you're not willing to become a citizen, that's where I have a problem. You know,
learn the language.
Exactly. Because here's the thing, Kevin, being in the military, man, I got to travel around the world a lot. Not one time did another country adjust to my language or my traditions or my culture? I always adjusted to them. So why is it any different for anybody coming to this country?
Well, I mean, come on. Can you see yourself like, okay, tomorrow you and I are going to fly to Paris, right? We get off the plane. We go, all right, you French bastards, start speaking English, you sons of bitches. The Americans are here, you know?
Take off those berets.
Cater to my needs, you know?
You got that scarf, Peppy. That looks ridiculous.
Yeah. But I mean, like you said, you know, they're here in this country, and this is how I just love how political correctness and liberalism works now in the modern age. You just change the name, okay? Well, you denigrate the original name and then change it to another name. So, undocumented immigrant doesn't sound as bad as illegal, you know?
Right.
So what we'll do is, okay, now illegal immigrant is now a racist term. And that's the easy thing with the left. Anything you don't like, you call it racist.
Just Islam, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be a no-no. You know, it's like you said. It's like you always point out, man. It's what it is. Undocumented immigrant whatever. Undocumented.
No, it's illegal alien, man.
Left, people in the far left.
Oh, hey, I'll,
undocumented.
I'll compromise.
They are not on any books. That's what it means. So that means they are illegal.
Right. Well, it means they came across the border illegally. They didn't come across without documents. They came across illegally. So I'll compromise.
Hey, this is Juan.
Masters.
I came across the other way.
Oh, Mike's here. Look at that. Mikey's here. Hey, man.
I swam across the border. Don't give me that.
Now, come on, dude. Yeah, you could have stayed at the concert.
Dude, when I heard you talking about me being in some Democratic convention, I'm like, get the hell out of here. I'm calling and screw it. I can't let them push me around. I'm going to go pick it in the streets after this show.
See what influence we have now? We're bad men.
Right.
Very bad.
But yeah, Mike, like I didn't know if you had caught it, because I knew you watch a lot of news, and I didn't know if you saw the interview with the undocumented immigrant who was talking about how it's affecting her family because they're not legal citizens. And I'm like, well, then become a legal citizen. Get off your ass and do it.
ICE took out a guy up here. He's an illegal immigrant from Mexico, and he dealing heroin, of course, in Seattle. And while they were there, they picked up his son. His son's a dreamer. He's a dreamer. Asked if he was gang affiliated. Not no more. He ran with the M13s. I think that's what it was. The M13s or whatever that was. That Mexican
that's
gang.
That's a bad bunch. Yeah, they're bad.
It's a bad bunch. So then now he supposedly, that's why he left Southern California and came up to Seattle. But now he says he's in some La Paz gang, which La Paz group. They don't call it a gang, it's a group. So I don't know what
an
that
affiliated.
Is. Like Claus, maybe, I don't know. Yeah,
are they affiliated with the Catholic Youth Center? You know, they go out and pass out donuts to the homeless. I've heard about them.
See, my point on that whole story there was, guys, is that this damn kid is one of the dreamers. You know, he's a dreamer. He was brought in when he was a child. So Obama protected this gang banger, and he admits that he's in a gang. So you can't just say the dreamers are okay, right?
Well, you can't say any gang's okay.
Well,
I mean, if you're here legally, you're committing crime.
The, kids that got brought over when they were little from their parents, they came across with their parents when they were little, those are the dreamers, the ones that Obama says that we should take care of and make citizens and let them stay.
I think what needs to happen is I think that they need to just do a sweep. Go through all these prisons, start in different states, you know, do a different state at a time, sweep all these guys in these prisons that are criminals, that are serving, you know, murder charges, you know, life sentences for whatnot, you know, gang affiliation, drugs, whatever, and get them the hell out of here.
Well, and that's where they're going to start. But then you got to worry about the dreamers that are gang members that haven't been caught yet, you know, or whatever. So it's like, you know, you can't just stop when you, I mean, you got to control legalization of immigrants. They got to be legal. If you ain't legal, I don't care if you're a dreamer or not. You could dream to get legal. Go back and dream to get legal. Then you're a dreamer. That's
sounds like
point.
A statement from a typical white man. That's what it sounds like
white.
To me. Just another white man. Yeah, but you're talking like
I'm
one.
Yellow.
Obviously, they brainwash you. Oh, okay. There
yellow
you go.
Yellow lives matter.
Now, see, you didn't say Black Lives Matter. That's a racist statement right there. You see?
Yeah, exactly. You said I was white.
Know,
that's a racist statement.
If we just kill all the white people, then America will be this wonderful place. You know, because we know the white man's to blame for everything.
All the bitching. I say Trump just opens up the border for 3 weeks, let everybody pour in, and send them to all these sanctuary cities. You know, and see how long the see how long the citizens don't like that, you know.
Right.
Well, I mean, dude, you even go to some of the states that are very far left, even California, that's my home state.
Oh,
spent most of my life there.
Dude, we're so far left it's sickening. If we could go any further left, we'd fall off the left side.
But see, the problem is there's still a lot of people in those states that don't like that crap. They don't like it at all. But the problem is they're the minority now. You know, see, when it comes to Trumplandia and the current state of things and the reason why, you know, Trump's numbers are where they are is because what the far left forgot was they're the minority. You know,
I drive around here, and I'll tell you what, I still see more Hillary vote for Hillary stickers than I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I don't doubt that one bit, dude.
I still see Obama stickers.
Well, you know.
Oh, that maybe needs
to like,
be a freaking razor blade out and scrape the window.
Barry kind of let a lot of people down.
I'm just getting Jimmy Carter sticker and slap it on my car now.
Seattle mayor, he's going to have his state of the city address in a mosque.
Well, that's really appropriate.
Yeah, well, you know, separation of church and state. What's up with that?
Well, Islam is a religion of peace, and the whole idea of Islamic terrorism is made up by the Republicans, and it doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Can I continue? Since we're talking about, you had mentioned Trumplandia, can I just ask you guys something? Okay. So I'm sure you've all seen the footage of the Donald Trump star, Hollywood star that was desecrated.
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
they did that.
Yeah,
right,
somebody
after elected, didn't it?
Somebody ripped it, tore it all up and everything. The guy got like 3 years probation and 20 hours community service or something. I don't even know. But my thing is on this is, okay, what makes you any different at that point than what you are preaching that this guy that you hate is all about? If you're destroying property because of a hate for a person, how does that make you any better as the person that you're going against?
Well, you want the truth or you want what they believe?
I'll take both.
Well, you know that, well, the true answer is it doesn't make them any better at all.
Right.
You know, but the reality of it is, in their minds, it's, look, I'm for justice. I'm a champion for gays and transgendered, and you know, and it'll run down the litany of all the things they, and I support Islamic, you know, and all, and because they're so special, they're so wonderful, we should all kiss their ass every minute of every day because they care so much, and because they care, that means they're right about everything. And if you're not, if you're against what they believe, well, you're a Nazi, you're a fascist. You know, those two big words that the left loves to throw out, and yet they're the ones that are out there acting like Nazis and fascists now. I'm waiting for them to burn books next, you know?
Well, I mean, they've already burned flags. They've already stood on flags. They've already, you know, desecrated what this country's about, the country that they live in freely, but they always forget about it. And, you know, and they're able to sit there and desecrate the flag, which I'd like to punch them all in the throat for doing. But,
I would too.
But...
And
the fact of the matter,
you know what would happen if they took power? You know what would happen if they took power? They would start rounding up those people who don't fit into their nice little brown shirt, jackboot ideology, and we'd be walking around with little tags on our shoulders, you know, little armbands, you know, just wouldn't be a Star David this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they would feel just as justified in doing that as the Nazis did. No different.
But you can't tell them that.
One thing Trump did, and that was take away the transgender bathrooms and locker rooms. I would go into the 24-hour fitness down here and say, I identify as a woman. And I'd go take a shower in the woman's bathroom. And I had my full beard and, you know, mustache. But my inner side says I'm a woman, so that's okay for me to do that, right?
I had a remark for that one, dude, but if I said it, it would just blow our Instagram rating, NC17 rating all to hell. That was good, Mike. Thank you.
Well, I was gonna ask if it was wrong to do that. That's all I wanted to know. Take advantage of that transgender locker room.
Probably better you do it there than the produce section at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
I've already done that, so.
Okay.
Sir, ma'am, that's
careful, you might end up like poor Milo. Got to watch what you say on the air. That Milo Yiannopoulos is learning that now.
Yeah, attention. There's a man saying he's a woman touching the cantaloupes too much in produce. Please, security, to produce.
He keeps talking
he keeps
about zucchinis.
The women, are they firm? Are they firm?
Well, this is degenerating very quickly here. But
sorry,
that's okay.
Well, no, you know, it's funny. Like, I was listening to the news today and last night, and just hearing everybody just gripe and complain about the deportation stuff. And I'm like, so wait, so you're going to support the idea of somebody being here illegally and committing crimes? Like, you're going to go that far as to hating the president of the United States because the person you didn't want to make it, and in supporting the idea of allowing people who are criminals to stay in this country illegally? I'm like, you know, they've lost their freaking minds, man.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they all hate him because
then you got these everybody saying, well, they pay their taxes. Sure, they pay their taxes.
In their
country?
Because
they're using a phony Social Security. No, they're paying them here because they got a phony Social Security number.
No, that's probably why I have double
security.
Taxes.
And they were interviewing this one illegal immigrant. She's bitching about how she pays her taxes and she should have rights. And she says, I'm not getting none of that back for Social Security or anything else when I get older.
it's like, well, none of us are, really sweetheart, to be honest with you, because there's going to be no
yeah,
there you
go.
Here in about 20 years.
Amen to that.
It's like a bunch of freaking morons out there saying that they do so much for this country of the ones that don't do nothing. You know, I'm glad he added on his deal. He added that if you're taking advantage of government assistance.
Yeah, you got to go.
He added that, so that'll be nice because then he'll get rid of all the people taking all the Mexicans and imported people taking advantage of the system that way.
Yeah, well, how are they planning? I haven't heard. How are they planning to round up all these people and get them out? Are they planning to take them to the border and herd them like cattle? Are they trying to take them in planes? Are they trying to, you know, because it'd be kind of weird if all of a sudden, like, wow, so, this is a very odd occurrence. Three Lear jets suddenly went down in the Atlantic. Yeah, I mean, like, is that his plan? Like, just get them out of here?
I think sometimes they do fly them in. It all depends. Like, with criminals, I think some get blown in. But the thing is, yeah, but the Mexican government, they don't see things the way we do, you know?
Or
they certainly, yeah. Or they just, you know, say, oh, okay, have a nice flight, and they get off the plane. Okay, see you later.
Well, I came up with the most ultimate plan. And this is definitely going to come across as racist. I do not mean it to be racist. I look at it like this. Okay, we're all familiar with Leavenworth, where you break big rocks and make them into little rocks, right?
Yep.
For the bad military people. Well, here's what you do with all the illegal criminals that are in this country. Have them build the wall.
Or just bring back Southern chain gangs. That ought to deter just about damn near anybody. You know. I mean, well, you know, first place, you shouldn't be, you go to prison whether you commit a crime or not. You shouldn't be treated as less than a human being.
No.
That's not American, and that's just wrong. But does that mean you need to have the gym and the cable TV cell and all?
Yeah,
yeah.
Computers.
No.
Yeah, the whole bit.
Yeah.
The only thing you should be allowed to have in prison is decent food, medical care, and hey, you want to read? You can read. You want to better yourself and further your education? By all means. You know,
no,
you want to learn a trade?
A
absolutely.
In. No, you can't bring a radio in.
No TV. No TV, no radio.
There's a difference.
You're doing it.
We might let them have the girly magazines, though.
Well, there's
but they need the girly magazines.
There's a reason why people are career criminals. Well, most of them do.
I was locked up for years.
But illegal
three square meals a day.
Right. They go back to prison because it's better living than what they were in their own country.
Exactly.
And that's why they just get out, they commit another crime, they go right back, and we pay for it. And it's crap. You know, there was a reason they left their country to come to this one to commit crime. Because they knew that if they did that crime in their country, more than likely they would have a much harsher punishment than... Oh no! I get three racks or three hot hot meals and a rack to sleep on with TV and what do they call it? Commissary, where they can buy chips and cigarettes and soda. And it's like, what?
And plenty of guys to rape. So, I mean, why would you want to leave?
It's Club Fed. I mean, why wouldn't they want it? It's ridiculous.
It's crazy the way we're going about doing this kind of crap. You know, first place, you know, these people should be damn thankful that I'm not dictator of America, because there'd be a lot more things that would be requiring execution other than just murder. You know, pedophiles dead, rapists dead. You know,
criminals aren't dead. Pedophiles aren't dead. You just cut their junk off and make them live with no junk.
No, it doesn't always stop them, dude. Castration doesn't always work. They must die slowly. Torture. Yeah, I mean, long term. Months
okay,
of torture.
Cut one nut off, and then cut one nut off. Don't bandage it, and it'll be over.
Yeah, I've always been a strong supporter. And if somebody does something to a child, I think that there needs to be a law implemented where the parents of that child are able to be alone in a room with that man behind closed doors for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
For 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Two.
Let the parents have.
Only need two. After two, my back would hurt too much.
Dude, no, wouldn't take more than
you need to learn some advanced torture techniques, Chris.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You
I only
save
need
your
two
back
minutes.
And have lots of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I like to prolong the agony.
Put it this way, if I was in a room...
Nah, not me, man. I'm too old for that. I like to just get it done with and be done with it. Walk away, brother.
Son, you're never too old for good torture.
If I was in a room for 2 minutes with a pedophile...
I play Operation.
Pedophile, I would make him strap his legs wide open, and I'd be kicking him in the nuts for the solid 2 minutes. He'd come out of there with elephantitis of the balls.
You're on a real testicular roll tonight, Mike.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Dude, I'm not going to. I mean, you guys are talking.
You're focusing hard, son.
They need to die.
Oh, I believe you. I know.
They need to die.
I'm just poking at you.
Well, I see it all the time. Like, you know, you watch these shows like, you know, First 48 and stuff like that that show a lot of illegal immigrants that are being brought into the station and questioned by the homicide detectives because of a murder or something that they were involved in. And, you know, they're all like, they all play the no English thing. And then where do they go? They don't have to speak. They go over, they get a night's sleep, they get, and I'm like, what? This is ridiculous. I get tired of seeing it because it's like, yeah, well, there goes another taxpayers' money going right out the window as soon as he walks through that door. And I'm like, it's just ridiculous.
Go to the courthouse and listen to how many of the people that have to have interpreters that you and I pay for.
I've done that.
That's why I said
I'm
English
sorry,
is going to be a second
American,
language.
You learn English. That's our language. You call a government office, it takes 10 minutes because you got to listen to it in American, then Spanish to figure out what button to push.
That's another thing the liberals do, is they make it sound like, oh, well, you insist they learn some language. You're robbing them of their culture. It's like, no. Speak any damn language you want at home or when you're among other people that share your language, but you're in America, you know.
Show
if
some
I go
respect.
To Mexico, I got to learn how to say some – I got to learn some Spanish so I can get by.
Exactly.
And I don't have a problem doing that. I feel fine doing it. It's respect.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
but
what it is.
You know,
it
would be different if they didn't understand English, but you know damn well most of them understand English.
Well, I mean, the thing is, dude, it's this whole thing of everybody in America's got rights but Americans.
Yeah. You're right. We have to lay down for everyone else. We really do.
And
those
and,
of us who are
and
strong,
the world of the left. Yeah.
Strong-born Americans.
When we speak up and say something, we're the racist.
We're wrong. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We're the ones defending our country. You know, and sticking up for the country that we were born and bred on because we don't agree with the way of people coming into our country or just taking advantage. I mean, look at some of the things that – what was it Obama gave to illegal immigrants? And what was it? The state of California passed something where illegal immigrants can get driver's license.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm
California
like,
lets them all have license, yeah.
Means
I'm
they
like,
can vote.
Yeah, and I'm like, how is that – that's not even legal. Like, that should not be legal.
Yeah, well, makes you wonder why the Republicans never took
that
away.
If they have a driver's license, they can vote, can't they?
Yeah, they can. And they do. That was the whole reason he did it. I mean, come on. You know? I mean, that's it, you know? For me, it was, it's been quite a few years ago now, but it was the day I found out the truth, the real truth. And I never knew this growing up in America as an American. No, it was just that I discovered that, you know, that I was actually responsible for slavery, that apparently I've been oppressing black people and other non-white races all my life. I didn't even know I was born into wealth. I always thought we were poor, but that's that white privilege thing coming in. So it's like, you know, I just think all us white men, not white women, because it's only the men who are bad. You know, all us white men, just we need to do the world a favor. We need to make the world beautiful and full of peace where everyone will love and hug each other and it'll be rainbows and puppy dogs forever. And all the white guys, let's just kill ourselves for the world. Let's do it for love, shall we?
No, I say we all just say screw it. We all leave and we go somewhere like tropical and chill out, like Jamaica or the Bahamas, and somewhere where we can know we're going to be able to chill and enjoy life, and just let everybody else back here and say, "Oh, well, wait a minute, are you guys coming back? Like, hold on."
No.
I wasn't like expecting
Bob Marley
you.
On the beach, man. I don't need you no more.
But then we'd be the wrong ones for walking away. We'd be the wrong ones for doing what they wanted us to do, because
you'll never win with those people.
Yeah,
there's no way. You can't do it.
They're just bark, no bite. They all just like to talk. That's all they like to do. You know,
it wouldn't matter if tomorrow Trump gave them everything they wanted, or what if we haven't seen it yet. Trump's talking about rounding up pedophiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the far left cut. Wait a minute, man. I know it's kids and everything, but come on, man. They're people. They're human beings. They got rights too. You know, pedophile rights now. We'll see it.
Yeah, okay.
But here's one thing. You see what you guys think of this. One of the things some of the pundits on TV have been talking about lately is, you know, we know the press is never going to give Trump a break. It's just not going to happen.
Never, no.
And we know the Democrats right now, what they're doing is they're playing to their base. The problem is their base are these slack-jawed slackers, these millennials that don't work, don't pay taxes, don't do nothing, don't vote. So some people are saying it's possible that if the Democrat Party doesn't back off and try to get a little bit more moderate, that they may self-destruct to the point where they may not come back.
The Democratic Party?
I heard something about that. Yeah, that they could blow themselves up. I think they could. They're full right now.
I think there's so many of them that their egos are so big that they would never allow that to happen. They would jump ship to Republican or start up some independent, you know.
But there's an election coming up in 2018. And I have a lot of liberal friends. You know, I kind of lean a little to the left once in a while myself, but I stay in the middle for the most part. Not all liberals support this crap, the whack jobs we see on TV are doing. A lot of them are just as disgusted as we are, you know. But the Democrat Party isn't catering to their desires now. They're only lining up with the people that are doing all the damage, you know, thanks to George Soros. His pals.
Well, a big part of that is, like, again, it all comes back down to the term limit deal. You know, I mean, that's why it's that any party, Republican, Democratic Party, that's why they are they are, because these lifers are in there and they change the party. You know, they change the views of the party. You know, as longer they're in there, they change the views. And they start pushing this into the younger guys, and then they stay for a career. And then they turn 90 and die, and then they get somebody else in there. Same thing over and over again.
I know there's some intelligent liberals out there, but it's like, dude, how does anybody watch Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters and go, yeah, what she said?
Well, you know what's so funny, Bush, is that If the media for 1 week would just turn everything around and start actually supporting President Trump, you watch and see how much and how quickly the rest of America trends along with it. It's all about what the media feeds them.
I don't want him to support any candidate, dude. I just want him to tell the damn truth.
Well, yeah.
Well, here's the big problem. This is the only time that I can remember in a long time that after a month of a president being in office, there's been nothing but coverage on his whole issues all day, all night on the news.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I mean, there was a shooting, suspected shooter in one of the hospitals. They evacuated the hospital. They spent 2 minutes on it and went back to Trump stuff. I'm like, what happened to the days they'd stay there to find out if anything's going on, you know, when that was real news, you know?
It's the meltdown.
The dam
dude.
In
it's
California
the meltdown.
That's overflowing. You know, there's news there. They never broadcast it. You know, the news has gone away. It's not news. It's all political BS.
Because they
have
to keep
him do his job, report on things you need to report on, not every day. That's what's making these protesters the way they are.
Well, the media, though, the media has to continue to dangle that carrot, man. That's what they
well,
do.
Sure. I was watching Fox last night.
They can't go on for 4 years, guys.
I don't know if it may not go on as bad. It hasn't gotten as bad as it's going to get yet.
Well,
it hasn't even begun to get real bad yet.
You can't even find out what's going on in the world because there's all they're talking about is Trump's cabinet.
Well, you know what's funny, though?
The only
time I listen to the news anymore since the election day, the only time I listen to the news is the night before and a couple hours before this podcast. That's it. I do not care what's going on outside of my power because the media is going
to
steer everybody in one direction.
I used to enjoy watching the news because I'd find out what's going on around the world, you know, like what's going on over there in Mosul or what's going on anywhere else. If there's a dam overflowing, there's coverage on the dam. You know, I'm getting sick and tired of every news channel you go to. There's no news being reported.
We haven't had truth in news since I was in my late teens, man. You know, that's the truth. When I was a kid growing up, we had guys like Walter Cronkite, Roger Mudd, Huntley and Brinkley, and some of these guys were well-known liberals. But you'd never know it to watch their news show because all they did was what a journalist is supposed to do, report the freaking news,
right?
Not give your opinion on it.
Right.
But it was, you know, it was Vietnam that changed all that.
But come on, man.
You know?
You got to give props to Brian Williams.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, look who we got now. Now we've got, you know, Nancy Grace and all these people, and we can't
Megyn
forget
Kelly.
Blitzer. Don't you love that name? Blitzer.
Megyn Kelly.
You know? He's not like a comic book character. You know, new from Marvel Comics. Wolf Blitzer.
Right. Right. Wolverine's stepbrother.
Yeah.
Then you look at him and you're like, oh my God, he looks like a Blitzer.
He looks like a wolf.
Hey, come on now. Now you're insulting the animal kingdom, dude. Lighten
no,
up.
No, sorry.
Huh?
No, you know what?
Don't
he
make me call PETA.
He actually looks more like an old Sasquatch.
He reminds me of Foster Brooks. Remember him? you guys are too young. You don't remember Foster Brooks.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Never got to
meet him. But it's true, you know. I mean, you don't get news. All you're getting is opinion, and the people
right.
who watch news don't get that, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I watch all of it. I look at CNN. I check out some MSNBC. I watch some Fox, you know, although here lately I've been catching bits and pieces of Hannity and O'Reilly, and it's my ulcer's coming back.
You don't like Hannity?
Hannity? I hate that. You know, I hate him mainly because of his hair. He's got TV preacher hair.
Like halfway, yeah.
No, he's got that Oral Roberts, Jimmy Swaggart do that he's rocking. That's
now,
why I didn't
O'Reilly,
like Romney, man.
I can agree with you on O'Reilly. O'Reilly's a total idiot, but I like
him. Oh, man, he's such a pompous ass.
And I like, he is, too. And I like Tucker, the new one, Tucker. Just making
yeah, Tucker's
Kelly's
okay.
Talk.
I like
funny,
Greg Gutfeld because he makes me laugh.
Yeah, but Tucker will do that too because he'll sit there and interview.
Yeah, Tucker's
somebody,
pretty good.
And he'll have.
And he seems
right
to be. He doesn't seem to. I mean, because, you know, come on, let's face it. Hannity, Hannity leans so far to the right, he almost comes around left again. I used to, when I back in the days when I used to be a conservative, I used to listen to his radio show. My liberal friends just going, "Oh Jesus, God, no!" You know, people calling, "Oh, you're a great American, Sean." "No, no, you're a great American. Why don't you both just die, okay?"
I like Hannity just because he's not afraid to say what's on his mind. You know, he doesn't care about his ratings. He's not afraid to say what is on his mind.
Well, I was watching Alex Jones yesterday, or a couple days ago, and he was talking about how I guess Chris Rock is talking about running for Michigan Senate.
Oh,
and that,
that's what I said. Chris
and
Rock
then Uncle
and
Ted. Yeah, and Uncle Ted is talking about throwing his hat in the ring, you know, Motor City Madman himself.
Ted Nugent.
And I thought, no, here's something. If I was Trump, I would want to screw with the left far more than he probably does right now. But if I was Trump, I would put Ted Nugent in charge of the Forestry and Animal Wildlife Department. That's what I would do.
Yeah, the Wildlife Department. There you go.
Yeah. Uncle Ted, saving nature. Saving Bambi, which, you know, Ted would do a great job of it, you know.
Hell yeah, you'd be able to hunt all year round.
I mean, I think Ted is, as far as his politics go, he's way too far to the right for me, but I stand by him on Second Amendment and a lot of other stuff. And I just like Ted. You don't have to agree with Ted.
Yeah,
I like
always
Uncle Ted. Uncle Ted.
His music had something to do with it.
Man, my dad,
you know,
I remember very, very slightly of Ted Nugent and on the radio. I remember, like, that guy's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, Ted Nugent.
You know, he could play a guitar,
like,
for damn sure.
I like his views on a lot of things because he's just a down home, born, bred, bleed American. You know, and people like him scare people to the point of where they're like, he's not American. No, he is American. It's just many of us who feel the way
he
does. He's the only one that really voices it. Everybody else is still kind of like hesitant to really say anything because we don't want to be labeled as politically incorrect or racist or whatever other label they're going to throw at us.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
Right.
I'm not afraid. You can label me whatever you want.
But, isn't this the land of the free, you know, and to be able to have freedom of speech? And it's like, but we're not allowed.
No.
We're not allowed.
Remember what Carlin said before he died? He said, the problem with Americans is we think we have all these rights. You don't have any rights. You have privileges. And because we've allowed the government to gain so much power that's all we have. And every once in a while they'll give us a little crumb so that we keep thinking we're really free. But how can we be free if you can go to do a comedy show somewhere and people can come and burn the club down and shut you down or appear on a college campus or... you know, any of this stuff. The minute some little whiny group says, "Oh, you didn't respect the transgender pandas," you know, well, of course it's okay for us to beat you to death. You're a bad man. You're a Nazi. You're a fascist. We have to kill you. And they're justified. Where are you going to go? You know?
Leave me alone!
I would have said lesbian dwarfs, but I'd probably get in trouble for that. So, you know... We call them LBs.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought they were LLPs.
It's so stupid. It's just so damn stupid. So damn stupid, you know?
Our Seattle mayor came on the news tonight, and he was telling about how he's going to raise taxes on sugar products, you know, sugar sodas, energy drinks. He goes, and this is the money that's going to help our colored kids from the inner city.
He said colored kids.
Yes,
did he?
Yes. He said that. He said this is the money that's going to help our colored kids from the inner city.
Who said that?
But they won't say nothing. They won't
the
say
mayor
nothing to him
of
for
Seattle.
It.
Well, no, he's gay.
Oh my God.
He's openly gay.
Oh, see.
You know, but it was,
you know, if he'd been a Republican, he'd be hanging right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
My God.
Oh, did you see
I heard that and I about dropped my jaw. I'm like, what?
Well, look at some of the stuff that came out of Joe Biden's mouth while he was in office. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
But,
you know,
but yet, let's pound Trump's, you know, let's keep pounding Trump's anti-Semitism you know, speech into everybody's heads. It's like, oh my God, enough. If I have to hear that speech one more time, it's like, enough, broken record, media. Like, God, find something new to talk about. No, I mean, what people did to those Jewish headstones, that was pure ignorance. You know,
that was hate.
That was evil, exactly. You know, that has nothing to do with whoever the person is as president of the United States. That's the people who did it themselves. That's on them. Now, if they had hate for Trump, that's still on them. Because guess what? It wasn't Trump that suffered. It was the people whose family that you just desecrated are the ones suffering.
And the people in Fort Smith, Arkansas, who vandalized that mosque, shame on them, too.
Yeah,
shame on
it's
them
ridiculous.
Too. We don't do that. That was like when when all the controversy over the flag came up, you know, and they went and they dug up in Tennessee, who was Nathan Bedford Forrest, the Confederate general. They dug him up and moved him to another cemetery, and I got so mad. I was doing another show then, and I got in there and said, since when in America do we dig up soldiers?
Right.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're recognized as American soldiers by the federal government and have been for many decades.
Right.
You know? I mean, it doesn't matter what side the North or South was. They were Americans.
There
and
wouldn't
they,
have been an
they
America,
fought with honor.
There?
Yeah. They fought with honor.
They didn't fight.
We
wouldn't be
We
American.
Didn't dig up German graves. Yeah, we didn't dig up Japanese soldiers' graves. You know, we don't do that in America.
Right. And, you know, the thing about it is they can say, you know, well, he still was a Confederate and he was a racist and this and that. You know what? You don't know what the life was like back then. You know, back then, racial slurs and racial talk was like talking to somebody about baking cookies. You know, I mean, people say, oh, it was racist, you know, so we need the flag and this officer and this. It's like, no, it's a soldier. It doesn't matter if he fought for the Confederacy or a Confederate flag on his – whatever. He's a
soldier.
Well,
I've always taught my kids
– that's the past.
You know, it was different times. It doesn't – you know, there's no way you can justify slavery. You can't do it.
No.
You know, but let's be honest about it. You know, who are the first people to sell Africans into slavery that are still doing it today? Africans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Slavery has not ended in this world. You know, but for some reason, it's white America that seems to be the poster child for world slavery.
Let's give it a break. This happened how many years ago?
200, 300 years ago.
There's not a soul on this planet that was alive when slavery was in. So get over it. It happened. What are you going to do? What are we supposed to do? Do we owe you the rest of your lives because your ancestors were slaves?
I saw with Morgan Freeman.
Property.
A guy asked Morgan Freeman, he goes,
property.
Well, how do we stop slavery? And Morgan Freeman said, quit talking about it.
Exactly.
Quit talking about it. You know, quit talking about race. There's only one race, human race. That's it.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
We're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yep. Well, I don't
know,
man.
I'm sure
I get tired of hearing how, you know, like Chris was saying, or whoever was saying that, you know, you get tired of hearing it from these black people that want to tell you about slavery, about how we did them so wrong. You know what? Get over it. We didn't do it. They did it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, though, if there is the human race is the only race with the whole TRAPPIST-1 thing that was found. Man, I'm pretty fascinated by that. Have you seen that? The whole seven planets that's like 40 light years away that they've discovered
that
you're right,
surrounding
brother.
A star.
The Space Brothers are coming soon, and that's where they're coming from. The Space Brothers is coming from there.
They're coming. They're going to anal probe
they
all
come down. They're going to have a book that says To Serve Mankind written on it. I ain't forgot the Twilight Zone. I know everybody's waiting for the aliens to come and, you know, bring all their wisdom. I'm waiting for them to come with a slow cooker. I figure it's going to be popcorn human on the Barbie, you know what I mean? Because no advanced civilization is going to come to Earth and look at human beings running around on this planet and go, yeah, you know, we should help them.
Yeah.
And the other one will go, remember what we did to the cockroaches on our planet?
Well, you know, and you know what's funny is I was having a discussion with a buddy of mine not too long ago about something that was very similar to this, and it was on the perspective of the aliens. In a way, the aliens are a lot like terrorists, if you really think about it. You know, the aliens that people are drumming up that are going to come. We've already had kind of a taste of what's going to happen with these terrorists that have come here and have attacked us on our own soil. What do you think is going to happen if there's if there's another life form that has spaceships and can attack us from above? You know,
hey, maybe
that is the ultimate.
Maybe them ISIS sons of bitches are reptilians, dude. You never know.
You never know.
But I mean, stop and think about it, dude. If they've been watching us for a long time from way up in space, and they've seen us, we've hit the nuclear stage, and now we're going into it, space exploration. So they're thinking, okay, maybe these people are on the way somewhere. And they come down and look at us and see us still behaving like monkeys flinging poop at each other. You know, I keep saying it's we think we're so advanced, that we're so civilized, advanced human beings. It's just our technology.
Right. They'll come down and look at us, and they'll say, you know what? We don't need to worry about taking these guys out. They're going to do it themselves.
Yeah.
They're freaking monkeys with computers. You know, we're not staying here.
They'll be like, oh, wait a minute. Wait. Let's not land in North America. They've got enough illegal aliens there.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't we intercept that movie Planet of the Apes? That's what this is. No, it's Idiocracy. That's what they intercepted. They ain't coming here. Just show them Idiocracy. Yeah. They'll say, no, we should blow that place up just to save everybody else in the vicinity.
I'm sure, can you imagine, though? Can you honestly imagine being another life form out in space, watching everything that we do and everything that's going on? Let's say they focus on the U.S. and they see everything that's going on right now in the United States politically. They're probably sitting up there, like, just laughing at, you know, amongst themselves, going, look at these idiots.
Oh, God.
You know,
they'd have to be.
I mean, imagine,
dude,
like,
it's happening,
they're probably
country.
Like, hey, that the attack plan that we worked on for 3 years, just throw that away. We're just going to go at them. We'll take it. You know,
I mean,
we're so up our own asses. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to say, I bring up Idiocracy all the time, you know, because you watch that film and you can see, I mean, how many years are we away from electing a wrestler to the White House?
Hey,
Jesse
Ventura
was
already a governor.
How long before we hear those words? Yeah, but now I'm talking the White House. How long before you hear those
McMahon's
words?
Oh, come
on, just come to the Oval Office, brother.
No, honestly, what scares me is I could see Kanye West becoming president before if there's another celebrity.
You don't have to worry about that, dude.
And that's
you never have
shit
to worry about that. I already got that fixed, dude. I've already taken care of it. I'm running in 2020.
Nice.
I'm running.
You'll get my vote.
You know?
I'm undecided right now. I gotta see
my campaign motto is going to be flush the toilet. We've gone beyond drain the swamp now. We need to flush the toilet.
Empty the sewer.
Do you think Kanye would ask Kanye would ask Taylor Swift to play at his inauguration ball?
He would, but first he got halfway through the song, he'd jump up on stage and go, Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. And I'm the smartest human being. I'm a modern-day Leonardo da Vinci. Did you ever hear what he said was his biggest regret in life?
No.
Marrying Kim.
Now, this is not, I'm not joking on this. This is a dead-on quote. I'm not kidding. He said his main regret, I turned into Elmer Fudd for a second. His main regret is that he will never be able to sit in an audience and watch him perform.
Oh, my
Have you
gosh.
Ever heard anything more egotistical in your life?
I tell you, that guy.
Dude, I can handle a Kim Kardashian as a first lady. Sorry.
No.
Oh, jeez. I mean, everybody's freaking out about the fact
Trump's
that
wife has a brain.
Naked. But
at least she has a brain. Kim Kardashian doesn't. Even in those two big ass cheeks of hers, there's no brain in there either.
I mean, they
right, she married Kanye. What does that tell you?
People were flipping out about the first lady being had posed nude. What's going to happen whenever she's put out a couple porn movies or, you know, her own little porn flicks? You know, like, come on. Her celeb tapes or whatever the hell they call them. You know, boy, yeah, that'd be a great first
Kim
lady.
Kardashian could never do porn, dude. Never. She could never do porn
reading.
Because, well, they'd never get the film shot because she'd gone, okay, what's this for? Oh, really?
Yeah.
A penis, you say?
And what do I do with this thing?
No, Kim. No, that's a sound boom. That's a sound boom. You don't use that.
Kanye won't show me his. Oh, boy, we're getting deep.
That's why it's almost over.
But I'm serious. I mean, if Kanye West seriously ran, I bet he'd get a lot of votes. I ain't saying he'd get elected, but he'd get a lot of votes. That's how dumb we are.
But Kanye would have to divorce Kim and marry Bruce Jenner.
Beyonce.
Bruce Jenner.
Well, Jenner. He'd be a shoe-in to win then.
Oh, yeah.
Kitty Cat, Katie Bear, Katie did.
Yeah. So it'd be Caitlyn would be married to Kanye and he'd get in for sure.
Actually, the proper name for the former Bruce Jenner is attention seeking whore. Because I don't believe for one second that Jenner did that because he's always felt like a woman. I'm not buying it with him. You know, I'm fine with transgender people. You know, but not him.
His fame ended.
I think so.
And I think he did it for popularity
reasons. And he's already
talking
about converting back.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do, dude? He was in the Olympics, and then he did a movie with the Village People. He hasn't exactly had an illustrious career. You know?
Well, he was on the Bucks.
I mean, even Cato Kalin's more famous than that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, true. You know, I mean, come on.
He was on Weed.
Yeah,
though,
I thought it was funny, though.
Got to give him props.
There was a rumor that said he's already thinking about going back. So I think
I've heard that too. Yeah. You know what? What the Village?
Oh, his popularity. Because you know what? That reality show wasn't about him. It was all about the freaking crazy girls. That's all it was.
Oh,
and he didn't like not having the spotlight anymore. So he was like, "Well, then I'm going to become a woman."
Yeah.
It was like
the Kardashians, mob wives, any of that crap is just. More proof that Americans are getting dumber by the year. Our IQs are dropping at a rapid pace. And there may not be any hope for us. It may be the beach and Bob Marley for us, guys.
That sounds good to me.
We grab our women. We just head on down south, man.
Yep. Grab the women and kids.
Go hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out with the Rastafarians. And Mike will be a stone groove, man. We'll listen to, you know, Bob Marley and P-Funk. And it'll be good. Yeah, maybe throw a little Hank Williams III in there too. No Nickelback though, Mike. I like Hank III.
No
Don't
Hank
be
Williams.
Knocking my Hank III. Hank Senior's okay. Hank Junior blows. Hank III rocks. He's got a great metal band. You should check him out.
Really?
You've never heard Hank III? I'll send you some stuff, dude.
All right, because I didn't know this
all,
was
right?
like another one of those Kevin Malone moments to trap me into a joke.
Right.
No.
Right.
I'm being dead serious.
He'll give you a website to go to.
You'll even get a kick out of some of his country stuff, man. It's real rebel stuff. It ain't little red plastic cup.
What's Hank Williams? I'll be looking up the information. I'll be like, what does that have to do with one cup, one girl? Like, what the hell is this?
I think you're over on the wrong part of the interweb there, bud.
I'll be like, what? He tricked me. He tricked me.
You know, you start surfing in there, you'll be seeing midget porn.
Oh, man. No. You got to stay away from the realm of just freakiness, man. You got to stay away from it.
Well, as long
man.
As it's not that barnyard stuff, you know.
It's just a deep, deep, dark hole, man. The further you go the harder it is to get out of it. You just don't even mess with it. Ugh.
I was going to do a show one time on internet porn, you know, so I started doing a little research.
you know, I mean, I've always known, you know, you can watch your basic run-of-the-mill average American Joe Blow porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea at some of the things that were on there, that things I hadn't even in my own sick, twisted mind, I hadn't thought up.
Yeah, that shows you what... That's
but you find
country.
Yourself typing gross things into your search engine just to see if something pops up. You know?
No pun intended.
Does. Yeah, no pun intended, exactly. You know? And
oh.
that's America, man, you know? You want it all, baby, you got it. You know?
Yeah. All you people want to be able to have everything and freedom and run around the streets and say and do whatever you want, hey. You can have that aspect of it too. You can take all that.
Now,
how we jump from illegal immigration to midget porn? I don't know.
Hey, we.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I really don't.
We surf around. We cover everything that Americans want to hear about. That's what we do. It's our job, man. You know,
Fox
News won't
America.
Do it. You know, liberal media won't do it. It takes us red-blooded American dudes to do it. And by God, we're good at it.
Yeah, we say the points, and then we move on to the next subject.
That's
yep,
right.
Since the media,
so you don't get bored.
Of everything else, we give our opinion of the media.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
They suck.
Yeah, they're
brain
really
bad.
Suck.
It makes me sick.
They think they're the one running it behind the curtain, but really, they're not.
Well,
dude,
you know, like I said,
you know what we need to do? We need to see if we can get in the White House press secretary. You know, get a hold of them so we'd be on their Skype thing for the press briefings.
Well, I'm going to see if O'Reilly – I've been sending emails to O'Reilly for years now. You know, they usually end with, is that pithy enough for you, Pinhead? But, you know, he hasn't responded yet. But I'm going to see if Sean will have me on. I'll just set America straight once
no,
and for
because,
all.
No, because they do that, Skype one now in the White House where they – get like internet bloggers and stuff to come on and ask questions.
Mike, have you seen my picture?
It doesn't matter, dude. Can you imagine us talking to the press secretary, asking him questions? Dude, he'd freak out. He'd probably pull his hair out right on camera.
Oh,
we'd be talking
I could
about
do
him,
something.
And then all of a sudden we'd go in, what do you
dude,
think about me
no.
porn?
I can't be involved in this. I have a network. I have a network to run and think about. I can't be involved in this.
But it'd be a hoot. I mean, that would be fun.
I'd be like,
damn shame Obama
like,
didn't do that.
There, I'd sit there and I'd say, okay, Sean, here's the deal. You need to look out at those people out in front of you, pick up both hands and drop a thumb and a finger and then two other fingers on the other side and say, this is what I think of you.
No, I want to help Sean. So I would say,
no,
Sean,
then, that's why Sean,
I want
to
help
tell
you.
Them to blank off.
Well, he'll have a better attitude when I'm done with it. Cause I'm going to say, Sean, I'm sending you a couple of very special cigars. They're called blunts. And I want you to smoke both of them before your next show.
And they're not called that because they're very open with their words.
Oh, they're extremely flavorful. You'll love them. They're just uplifting. They're a nice sativa. It's a really popular Nicaraguan tobacco, Sean. And just
yeah,
smoke them both.
Better
give you a new
Cuban
perspective.
Cigars.
You know, I'm gonna see Nancy Grace on cookies.
some news to report in the field of medical marijuana. Maryland is
yes,
very close to opening the patient registry for patients to be registered for medical marijuana in the state. Very very close.
Good.
So maybe we could actually, you know, have an episode of, containing that next week, talking about medical marijuana throughout the United States, because I know there's
and the war on drugs in general.
Yeah, right. You know, we really need to take a long look at the true effects of marijuana and quit sandbagging it with, you know, its reputation from the 60s and 70s. That seems like that's what everybody does. They label it as being this hippie drug, when really, if they would really seriously research and look at the medical effects that marijuana can have and impact people with, people would really, really see it in a different light.
Absolutely.
But it continues to get shot down and continues to be drugged through the mud because people are always talking about, oh, well, it's a drug, you know, it's a mind thing. It grows naturally, and big pharma
on
the earth, and the pills that the government is telling you to take are produced in a manufacturing plant. So what would you rather put in your body? Something that grows out of the dirt, or something that's been processed in a freaking plant?
Well, okay. So here's the question on that aspect of it being grown in the dirt. If it's grown in the dirt,
mm-hmm.
how
or
do
water,
you have all these different
rock.
Strains, and how is it so potent nowadays? It's the same kind of plant that I smoked when I was 12.
It's called, people have been cloning them over the years and making hybrids and finding all these different strain development that they've been able to come up with.
Well, so they don't
have chemicals.
No. It's just crossing different strains. You start altering that. But there's a big myth that's still around that, you know, that the marijuana today is so much more potent than the marijuana back in the 60s and 70s. That's not really true. You know, because we got some stuff in my day, and tie stick, Durban poison, Acapulco gold. This stuff would knock your butt in the dirt. You know, the stuff now is a bit more potent, and some of it's a fair amount. But again, no one's ever died from it. You can't overdose.
But are these farmers putting chemicals in this to make it more potent?
No, they're not. It's all genetics, man.
Yeah,
it's all just crossing strains. And it's also, you know, it depends, like if you're growing indoors, it depends on the quality of your lights. If you're outdoors, you know, the soil varies. There's all different kinds of things.
Right.
So you could get three seeds from the same strain, from the same plant, and plant them under three different circumstances, and you're going to get varying potency with all three. You know?
Oh, okay.
But we should do a show on that, dude, and cover big pharma and tell about how. Tell the truth to the people of how marijuana came to be made illegal in the first place. Had nothing to do with it being dangerous. You know?
Right.
People might like to hear that.
I think they would.
We should do that.
I say next
week. Get on
week,
that, boy.
What do you guys say?
I'm ready.
Big pharma and medical marijuana. What side are you on? That could be the title.
I used to be able to buy a four-finger baggie for $10. Now I can't even get a little fingernail size for $10.
Yeah, but that wasn't the good stuff, though. That wasn't the real
stuff.
That was
$10 a bag.
Oh, yeah. It was a little more when I started buying it. Not a whole lot, but a little bit.
That was the teenage take to a party stuff.
But, you know, dude, you and I could both testify to some big pharma shenanigans. You know, I'm diabetic right now, and the problem I'm having is every diabetes medication made has horrifying side effects. They can all cause kidney damage, and you're taking the diabetes medication because diabetes can damage your kidneys. It's nuts, dude. You watch a commercial for some new drug. It's a 3-minute commercial, and 2 minutes of it are spent telling you how it'll kill you.
Side effects and how it'll kill you.
You know, do you have
like the
chronic flatulence? Take fart away.
Yeah.
You know, but it may cause your brain to fall out.
That's the thing is, you look at some of these commercials on television, and the side effects are like, you know, it's a 30-second commercial. 5 to 7 seconds of the commercial is them listing the side effects.
Or usually longer.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still a big chunk of time to have to list side effects for something that's
quote
unquote
safe.
Side
effects, you're like, are you kidding me? I'm going to cure a pimple and I'm going to have to die doing it?
Yeah.
Side effects in the last year, I've seen dry mouth, munchies.
Cat Williams said, you get sleepy, you get happy, and then you get hungry. That's it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen five at least.
The only thing I can't handle about it is the dry mouth.
Well, that's what they made beer for, son.
Well, then I'm being alcoholic too.
No, you stay hydrated.
Okay, then Kool-Aid, Soda Pop, Gatorade. Kool-Aid. Okay, you following me now? Just liquid. That's what you need. You get cotton mouth, you drink liquids, okay? You hydrate.
And, you know, the thing is, when you're talking about the strains and stuff, the funny thing is when I went, because I, you know, you guys know my story, I suffer from chronic pain, man. I am 80% disabled, bad back, all this other stuff. Mike's got a bad neck, bad back, had multiple surgeries as well. And, you know, but the thing that was cool is when I went to register to get the – because here in Maryland, what you have to do is you have to go register with the doctor, medical marijuana doctor. You go see him. He gets you a letter, what's called a letter of recommendation, so that as soon as they open patient registry, I can register having that letter.
Right.
The thing that was I found most fascinating is about the appointment is he went through all these different steps of the types of pain, the areas of the body, the length of the pain, you know, like if it's knotting, if it's spasms, if it's pinching, if it's pulling, straining, whatever. And then what he did was he took all that data and he broke it down and he said, okay, if you go to Washington, D.C., you can purchase this. You just can't come back to Maryland with it because it's a felony bringing it over state lines. And I'm like, okay. So if you go to Washington, D.C., he said, or once Maryland opens up, you take this to them, they'll be able to read the amount of the level of THC that he recommends, level of cannabinoids, the level of this, the level of that, and it's supposed to find a strain that works exactly for what I need it for. And that's what I find fascinating about the whole medical marijuana thing is people don't even realize that. They just think, oh, somebody just wants to go so they can get high. There are those out here that rely on it for pain.
They've been doing the research on that medical marijuana for years anyway because, like Washington, I think we're one of the first states that legalized medical, or California, but they've been doing it since they legalized
Colorado, wasn't it?
No.
Not for legal.
California was
medical first, and then I think we were second, and then Colorado went after us, and then they didn't even do medical. They just went right to the whole bunch.
Right, that's right.
You wouldn't believe how it is in California, dude. You want to get your medical thing in California, you go and you see the doctor. Basically, you pay the fee. It's anywhere from $50 to $300, depending on where you go.
Right.
And you go and you sit down with the doctor, and the doctor says, now, why do you think you need medical marijuana? My elbow hurts. Okay. This was a real deal. Some 19-year-old went into a doctor in L.A. and said, I need medical cannabis. Doctor says, why? And he goes, I don't like people. He got it. You'll certainly like people after you smoke some.
You had to take all your medical records into them, and they don't even look at them. They just open it and say, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they just don't make it.
They've been working on the different strains for different pain, different problems.
Well, yeah, but see,
they've been doing that for years.
What makes the strains different for the problems is, it's like Chris said, it's varying levels of CBD, CBN,
right.
THC.
Right.
If you take all the strains that are running around out there now, they fall into about three areas of potency, in terms of percentage of THC. So the main difference between the strains more than anything is taste and smell.
Right.
Buzz-wise, there's not a huge, vast difference.
Right.
That's the main reason people are doing different strains.
If you get one with a higher CBD,
yeah,
then you get less.
Yeah, but those
high.
Are, but those are specialty strains. I mean, they have some strains now. There's one called Charlotte's Web that I think produces almost no THC whatsoever. And they've been giving that to like little kids with epilepsy. It's just like pure CBD.
Right.
That's awesome.
So that's the one thing. I mean, I don't like the head high. I like the pain go away, but I don't like the head high at all. Head high.
Well, I can tell you, you can get because they've legalized CBD nationwide now. I'll send you the link. There's a company in Washington State that does pure CBD, but it looks like cannabis hash. Smells like it. Tastes like it. But there's no THC,
really?
None, zero. And you can have it mailed to any of the 50 states. It's 100% legal.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's just pure CBD, dude.
You just, that's what you want, man. You just
because CBD.
Sorry,
is
we'll
going
definitely
for pain,
have to.
Right?
We'll definitely have to make this next week's discussion because there's a lot of information
absolutely.
That I think people don't. People are kind of steered in one direction when it comes to marijuana in general, and then when you throw medical marijuana or medical cannabis into the discussion, then it becomes. It could become an even more in-depth conversation and it more of an educational and instructional conversation than just somebody saying, hey man, you want to talk about weed? You know, I mean like,
right.
To,
yeah.
to me, it's my medicine, you know, it's not being able to have a good time. I'm beyond that. You know, I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm looking for something that gives me pain relief so that I don't have to have 10 more inches of my colon removed because of the freaking pills that the government had me on.
Exactly.
You know, I don't need that.
Exactly.
You know, and so we'll get into all that next week. We're almost out of time. I put us over for a little bit, and we're running very low. But definitely next week we will be discussing Big Farm versus medical marijuana, and we'll see where this discussion takes us, guys. But great show.
Like the power.
Deportation, guys, I don't know. I told you I stand for it. If you're a criminal and you're illegal here, I have no problem with
you gotta go.
Being taken out. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
But as for just picking up people who are illegal, I think you have to give them the opportunity to become legal first. And then if they decline, then they have no choice. Because if we go to another country, dude, to go over there, we're either going to have to go over there for a short time on vacation with our passport or on a work visa. We can't just pick up and go over there and live. You know, there's a process of becoming a citizen, and that's what I think that's the problem with this country is people are just coming in here and saying, I got in here. I'm not going through all that. You know,
yep.
So. But, guys, any last words?
I'd just like to say goodnight to America. It's been great playing for you tonight, boys and girls. And goodnight, Karen Ann. I told you I'd say it. So there you go.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, she's a loyal fan. I got to be nice to her once in a while.
Absolutely. Karen Ann is one of our biggest fans, and appreciate her being our fan. We really do. So thank you.
We
Karen
love
Ann.
You, Karen Ann. We love you.
You guys have a great night, man. It's been fun. Been a hoot.
You too.
You too.
You too. Mike, hope you're feeling better, man. And everybody makes. Make sure to tune into Kevin's paranormal show. What do you got going on this week, Kevin? You got anything lined up for this next Monday?
I'm hoping to. I'll let you know probably by sometime tomorrow. But it'll be a good show
cool.
No matter what.
Absolutely. Well, make sure you guys go over and visit LAEdgeWebRadio.com. Go over to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and download the Stitcher app to listen to Kevin's show, Transcending the Unknown, as well as Chalkline of a Nation and other shows from our network. As you go on your travels. Nothing like being able to tune in and listen to Kevin and Mike while you're driving in a car. I mean, how awesome is that?
It's rocking good.
Check us out. LA Edge Web Radio, guys. But thank you for tuning in. And, let me know that info, Kevin, and I will definitely get the event lined up on the Facebook page so people can start being informed about it.
All right, will do, brother.
Cool.
Later.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a good night, guys. And, continue to just keep being nice to everyone and try to live, you know. There's too much chaos in this world right now. Don't be somebody else who adds to it. We're trying to decrease it, not increase it. So the next time that you're really, really upset about something in politics, just take a second and ask yourself, is it really worth this level of stress? Is the world going to end because of this? If your answer is yes, then you have a right to be upset. But if it's a political figure you're upset with, you got to get over it. You know, I'm speaking of myself. I've had to get over a lot of people in the past that have been elected to president. And you know what? In the long run, I looked at it and said, what is the purpose of getting stressed out? Right? So that's what Kevin and Mike are here for, to add a little humor and enjoy the show. So thank you for tuning in, everybody, again. And check out LA Edge Web Radio. A lot of cool shows over there. Good night.